Loving God, with thankful hearts, we bow before you in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Found my peace, I have found my peace. In you, Lord, I have found my peace, I have found my peace. Oh Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. In you, Lord, I have found my peace, I have found my peace. Hope in the Lord, both now and forever, now and forever. In you, Lord, I have found my peace, I have found my peace.
Today we welcome Sister Kathleen, a sister of St. Joseph, who will share our scripture today as part of our ongoing listener awareness series. Welcome, Sister.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Consider. We could just as easily say, consider the grass of the field. Consider the trees or the golden forsythia. See how they grow. Do we ever see a tree straining to bring forth leaves, or the grass trying with great exertion to be a bush? Of course not. Jesus says the lilies of the field neither toil nor spin to look that glorious. A number of years ago, I was on retreat, and I was really struggling with something. I was stuck. I was praying and talking with my spiritual director, and praying more and seeking God's will, or perhaps I should say, seeking God to affirm my will. And one day, I went outside to clear my head and just to be in nature and relax. It was a lovely summer afternoon with a delightful breeze blowing. As I was walking down this path, I glanced down and saw this tiny, simple flower. Its petals were just blowing with the breeze, moving gently, and when the breeze slightly increased, the stem would bend with the wind as well. And then God spoke to me through this little flower. Kathleen, be like this flower. Let go. Just be who you are. Don't struggle. And it was a God moment for me. And then I looked up and saw these immense trees and wild flowers off in the distance with new eyes. Like the lilies of the field, they did not toil or spin to be so awesome. They simply were. They were not trying to be anything else. That was God's invitation to me that day. Be who you are. Do not try to be what you are not. Let the wind of my spirit be what moves you. We are each God's creation. As Psalm 139 says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We do not need to toil and spin to be loved and valued by God. As I conclude my reflection, I leave you with a little homework. Go out today, on the day we celebrate the earth, and see how God wants to speak to you through His creation.
With a deep and abiding trust, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Sister Kathleen, thank you for your sharing and beautiful reflection. I hope this will be the first of many. Hint, hint. And yes, I too experience God so profoundly in His nature. Well, except for snakes. He made a mistake there. But other than that, very much so. And on this Earth Day, what a great thing to think about and offer to God back in gratitude, no doubt. Friends, thanks for being with us today. Enjoy it, share the love, and may God's blessing be with you as you do, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow.